From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama is scheduled to speak about yesterday's Fort Hood shootings and about the economy and employment at the White House in about half an hour. He was also scheduled to sign a bill extending unemployment benefits right about now. The nation's unemployment rate has topped 10% for the first time since 1983. The government reports it stood at 10.2% in October, with 190,000 jobs lost. Economist Hugh Johnson of Johnson Illington Advisors says the 10% number is psychologically important.
Obviously, the employment conditions are what catch the eye of just about everybody that reads about economics. And when you see something above 10%, it really impacts negatively confidence. And confidence is so important to consumer spending, to the recovery in the economy. So this is not good news.
But Johnson also says he does not expect the unemployment rate to go much higher, and he anticipates it will start to come down next year as the economy gradually improves. The Army believes that one of its own psychiatrists, Major Nidal Hassan, is the person who opened fire yesterday at Fort Hood in Texas. Security personnel fired back. 13 people were killed, 30 are injured. Hassan is one of the survivors and is hospitalized. At a news conference this morning outside the post's front gate, Army Colonel John Rossi declined to discuss motive.
We'll let investigators find that out. And at this point, we have one suspect, as we said, a lone shooter. That's all indications are lone shooter, and he's the suspect.
The Fort Hood Army Hospital commander says authorities are looking into whether the weapons used in the attack were properly registered with the military. Fort Hood is the largest U.S. Army post in the country, home to two full divisions. And military families there have become accustomed to death, if not on the post itself. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
Among the units based at Fort Hood is the 1st Cavalry Division, known in the Army as the 1st Team. The 1st Cav is a heavily armored, rapidly deployable division, and it has sent thousands of soldiers to Iraq and Afghanistan. The division has four combat brigades, and as of last year, all four had been deployed at least two or three times to the war zones. The 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment, whose soldiers have also had three war deployments, is also based at Fort Hood, as is 1st Army Division West. Not surprisingly, Fort Hood has had to deal over and over with soldier deaths. According to the website iCasualties.org, 483 soldiers from Fort Hood have been killed so far in Iraq and at least 31 more in Afghanistan. Those totals are greater than for any other U.S. military post. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 10 points at 99.96. The Nasdaq Composite is down 3 at 21.03. This is NPR News. The agency that runs Florida's investment pool is under investigation by the Securities and Exchange Commission. The SEC wants to know if Florida's State Board of Administration, which manages $132 billion in public money, misled the public about the risk of the investments. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The SEC investigation has been going on for more than a year. It was first reported by the St. Petersburg Times, which has published a series of stories looking at the troubled state agency. The State Board of Administration manages investments for cities, counties, and the state government. In 2007, public investors withdrew billions from the fund after it was revealed that the Board of Administration had invested heavily in securities backed by subprime mortgages. The state stepped in to stabilize the fund, but questions remained about how public money ended up in such risky investments. The SEC is looking at whether the Board of Administration misled government officials about the riskiness of their investments. It's also looking at the three firms that sold the mortgage-backed securities to the Florida Board: Credit Suisse, J.P. Morgan, and now-defunct Lehman Brothers. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Federal prosecutors in Boston have charged two men with crimes including providing material support to terrorists and conspiring to kill in a foreign country. Charges were upgraded against one of the men, Tariq Mahana of Sudbury, Massachusetts. He was trained as a pharmacist and is in federal custody pending a detention hearing on November 12th. The Justice Department says he had already been charged last month with conspiracy to provide support to terrorists. Documents say he translated jihadist training materials and planned to shoot at people in shopping centers and kill two prominent people in government. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.